My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Andy Puddicombe, the host of a brand new podcast called Radio Headspace. I'd love it if you could join me to start the day in a different way. Whether you like to think of it as a thought for the day, a moment of pause, or some time to reflect. And a reminder that no matter what's going on in our lives, there's comfort to be found in coming together for just a few minutes every weekday morning. You can listen and subscribe to Radio Headspace for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen.
During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. That's why I'm Listening is here to help you talk about mental health. We feature conversations from celebrities and mental health professionals who share how they manage anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Our mission is to combat the universally felt crisis of distance and division by promoting conversations that end the stigma of talking about mental health. Find resources and more information at imlistening.org. That's imlistening.org.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Summer is here, and sometimes so are summer storms. Remember, Chicago's weather station is News Radio 105.9 FM. WBBM's meteorologists keep you prepared. Plus, live interactive radar at WBBMNewsRadio.com.
Segment brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We saved big money with our Progressive Home and Auto Bundle and used the cash to take a family vacation.
To Hawaii.
Who's up for a luau?
Yay!
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big money with Progressive, but not enough to go to Hawaii. They'll probably use it for things like the mortgage and groceries, or even a travel magazine, so at least they can see pictures of Hawaii.
Aloha!
Yes, say hello to those beautiful Hawaiian beaches in that magazine. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Lawrence Holmes here. Check out my podcast, LoHo Daily. I record every day before or after the show. And here's what it is. It's me doing stuff that I can't get to on the show. Sports stuff, geek stuff, whatever's on my mind that day. I get a long form way to do it.
And I'm glad that the Bears are out here trying to make these kickers earn their jobs.
Check out LoHo Daily. Download the latest episode now from the radio.com app or online at 670thescore.com.
Chicago is strong, always has been. In the midst of crisis, we come together to work, fight, contribute, and to show gratitude to the real heroes of this story. Stay strong and bear down.
Opinions about sports, everybody's got them. Mike Francesa's opinions, they're pretty strong.
Sometimes, folks, I watch these games, I wonder where the coaches leave their brains.
If it's happening in sports, Mike's got an opinion on it.
It's only been going on in baseball for 70 years.
Catch Mike's On with Francesa.
Huh?
Weekdays from 5 to 6:30 p.m. Eastern on the free radio.com app. Just search Mike.
Let's be honest. This is protect my image, throw somebody else to the alligators before they eat me.
Mike's On. Radio.com. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The opening bell brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto.
I think there's a lot of talent on this roster. We're in a really competitive division, and we're playing a 60-game sprint of a season. So overall, there's not much margin for error. So as with most teams in our division, we have elements of our club that need to coalesce quickly. We need to be the best version of ourselves and in various phases of the game and figure that out quickly. But there's a lot of, dependable talent on the roster, and then some upside as well, especially with some of the way the bullpen decisions worked out. So I'm excited. There are going to be a lot of challenging moments to the year. It's not going to go perfectly. I like where the attitude of this team is, and I like the talent that we have to compete in this tough division.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And you heard the voice there of Theo Epstein, and we should let you know Theo will be on The Score this morning. Two well-spoken men speaking to each other at 10 a.m. Dan Bernstein talking to Theo, and Rick Hahn, Sox fans, will be on with Lawrence at noon. So a lot of fun all the way up to the start of the baseball season tonight. Again, 5:10 when you can expect the pregame, the Nissan pregame show, and 6:10 is when we get first pitch and off and running for the Cubs. And David, we should also let people know the PGA is back, and PGA coverage on The Score is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it.
And I think Theo and Rick, along with baseball fans everywhere, especially in Chicago, you exhale a little bit tonight. You enjoy what you're about to watch with the understanding that this is going to be no ordinary season. And there's going to be a feeling of kind of anxiety and apprehension almost with every day, because as we saw last night, and unfortunately we're reminded of the tenuous nature of this baseball season, Juan Soto, the best player for the Nationals, he misses a game because he tested positive with COVID-19, and we haven't had to deal with that yet, haven't had any games, but that is going to be a reality of this baseball season. You hope that as excited as we are to start it, that it finishes and things go well, relatively speaking. We know it won't be without glitches along the way, but it's how you handle those and the anticipation of everything tonight, Mully. I mean, this is a big moment for baseball. It's a big moment for the country, because as we saw both with the Dodgers game and the Nationals-Yankees, there are going to be poignant moments before games that have, you know, addressed social issues and that have, you know, been part of the national discussion, and all in the context of a baseball game. So welcome back, baseball. Boy, better late than never.
Yeah, it is spectacular. It is very appealing to have live sports. I feel I just feel grateful to actually have some sports to watch this weekend, and there's a ton of it. We've got the whole opening playoff series. I call it a playoff series because it's a sprint, right? So every game is like a playoff series. If the Cubs can't get it done against the Brewers, there's going to be trouble. If the White Sox can't beat the Twins, guess what? They're not going to win the division. So this starts off right away, and it goes to the end of the season where the Cubs and the Sox play. And who knows? That looks from a distance now like it's going to determine whether or not our teams are in the playoffs, because we also have the expansion of playoffs. We have an increase from 10 to 16 teams. There are 30 in all of baseball, so hopefully two of those 16 are in Chicago.
And I love that idea. I love the expanded playoff field. And I said earlier during the 5 of 5, you know, people say, well, so you're like the NHL now. Well, you know what? At the end of the NHL postseason, we always talk about it's the toughest trophy to win. And wasn't that so exciting? Wasn't it better than last year? It keeps getting better. If Major League Baseball can have that kind of feeling at the end of its postseason, expanded or not, that's a good thing. That's a compliment. So I like the expanded field. The other thing is, Mully, every game, the number you hear thrown around is every game is worth 2.7
right.
times more
right.
important because of the math. So that's the urgency that both teams face tonight, and I think that's why David Ross is a good fit, and that's why the White Sox are well-equipped, because they've never been through this. So how does their inexperience – it can't hurt them because nobody's gone through this before. So maybe that is to their advantage.
Yeah, here's hoping. I mean, I, you know, again, all these teams are built for 162 games. We understand that. They were these rosters were put together without the knowledge that there would be a shortened season, without the idea that there would be a universal DH for the National League teams. We understand how these teams are supposed to line up, and yet the beauty of it is there are no throwaway games. There are no, you know, there's not one or two in the 162 where you say, eh, you know, what are you going to do? Leave them out there. Who cares? You know, we talked about this idea, David. Yu Darvish has a bad opening inning against the White Sox in that second exhibition game and allows 5 runs. And then there's 2 outs and he gives up a hit. And guess what? You know what? To hell with it. It's just an exhibition game. We're walking off now. We don't need to bother trying to get anyone. The third out, schmout. You know, then the Sox are playing. And you know, hey, who needs last wraps? Go ahead. Let's just, we don't need to try to catch her. Who cares? Now it's going to matter like tenfold, right? I mean, now,
yes.
Now you've got a decision to make. If you're David Ross and Yu Darvish starts slow, has a bad inning, what do you do?
Hook.
Yes, you have to.
Quick hook.
You pretty much, well, I mean, again, they snuck up on him with the grand slam, but five runs you can't have. Period. End of story.
Patience is out of style.
That's
you cannot
right.
be patient this year. This
that
urgency.
Is the first time I have ever seen that.
Thank you, Pat. Oh, it's so great to hear Pat's voice again on the score and doing Cubs games tonight. Pat, Ron, and Zach. I can't wait to hear Zach cackle at something in the fifth inning. That'll be a lot of fun. Molly, before we get out of here, though, we need to restate our predictions because I think that you have correctly identified that I might be a little bit over my skis, but I'm gladly so. So I am saying the White Sox are going to win 36 games, 36-24. The Cubs, 33-27. Both teams will be in the playoffs. Both teams will make the postseason.
Yeah, I think you were trying to get me over my skis, is what I said.
Yeah, I was.
Because I said 31-29. Because my expectation, all that I want. Listen, if they could win 36 games, David, I would be the happiest man in America. But I just want them to have a winning season. I've said this to you 1,000 times. I've got a 16-year-old son who doesn't recall them when they had a winning season. And I would just like him as a sentient human to know that they actually won at some point. So I think it's coming. I think they're going to have a great decade, but we're just getting started. And all I want is winning. I would project more if I could, but I've got to be careful. And with the Cubs, I think they can win 32 games. I think there's going to be a real logjam in that division. I think there's four really good teams, and I'm very curious to see how it plays out.
The one thing I'm most excited about, I guess there's a lot of things you kind of get to kind of, the anticipation is high, but what pitcher on each staff is going to emerge as a guy you didn't expect to be consistent or you didn't expect to be real, dare I say, dominant? And I wonder if that's Tyler Chatwood on the Cubs, and I wonder if it's somebody like Ronaldo Lopez on the White Sox. Guys who kind of in the middle of those, the respective rotations, that just have filthy stuff if they can command it. And if they can't command it, boy, watch out.
Yeah, I'm going to say if there is a one pitcher in town that kind of exceeds expectations, maybe it's Dylan Cease. I was told that he was going to be the guy to do it last year, and then I was told again, no, this will be the year. And he looked awful good when I saw him. I got a hard time imagining Chatty being that guy.
I know.
Sorry.
Hey, I just dare to dream. It's opening day, Molly. You can have
I got a hard time with Ronaldo, too, to be brutally honest with you. Wow. I love your enthusiasm and your optimism.
Molly, you can try.
Yes.
But you're not killing my baseball buzz today. I have Marquee on my television set, 202 Xfinity, and I can watch Craig Kimbrel, newly shaven, freshly shaven, Craig Kimbrel without the beard, kind of have his stuff and the White Sox and the Cubs tonight. Have a great time watching both teams play. This is going to be a fun weekend.
Yes. Hey, David. Really enjoy it. You've earned it. We've put in a lot of time waiting for this to happen, so I think everyone has earned it. I want to wish a special happy birthday to my older brother Patrick, who is in England and is still in my heart, and I text and talk to him all the time, so I'm delighted. Also, big weekend for the EPL. Don't forget Sunday. It's going to be fun. If you get to Bet Rivers, you might have a little investment to make. Please God, United, get it done. And I want to thank everyone for calling, texting, and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Boy, we appreciate you listening. A glorious and wondrous job done today by our executive producer, Dustin Rhodes.
Person, woman, man, camera, TV.
I have a friend who put that on a t-shirt, okay? It might be the funniest thing I've ever seen. Our thanks to Kevbo.
It's actually not that easy, but for me it was easy.
Very difficult. And Ray, bless you, Ray.
Thank
person,
you.
Woman, man, camera, TV. How did you do that? That's amazing.
Hey, a special thanks from me to Mitch. God bless you, Mitch. David, can't wait to see you on Monday. Looking forward to it.
Have a great weekend, Molly.
You too, pal. Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the score.
That segment brought to you by Aloha Restoration. Get your home bone dry in no time.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
If it is to be said,
So it is.
Steve Stone, Score baseball expert and TV voice of the Chicago White Sox, talks Chicago baseball three times a week throughout the season on the Score.
A lot of optimism, but it's not misplaced optimism. It's optimism built on the acquisitions by Rick Hahn and Kenny Williams.
Hear Steve Stone three times a week throughout baseball season on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station and official radio home of the Cubs.
Are you having a difficult time finding domestically made masks? Are you a healthcare system that is tired of being reliant on China for PPE? RB Medical Supply is here to help. Our mission is to provide products made in the USA to anyone that needs it. We are cutting our traditional distribution supply chains and selling factory direct to keep you, your employees, and your family safe during the COVID-19 pandemic. Visit us today at rbmedicalsupply.com. rbmedicalsupply.com.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do one thing to protect the environment. It all starts with just one thing. Summer is a great time to start a garden. If you've been spending more time indoors, you might want to consider an indoor garden. Miniature citrus trees, pineapples, tomatoes, and chives are all plants that can be grown indoors and also provide you with food. And if you are doing some gardening outdoors, note that the common household product vinegar can be a safe and effective weed killer. It all starts with one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Dan Bernstein Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. to noon. Cubs Radio play-by-play legend Pat Hughes.
Win or lose, there is always attention. There is always a great media presence. And there are always fans. There's just, it's never easy, but it's never boring. Not one bit. I tell people also, you have to learn to operate independently from the hysteria that is Cubs baseball. I think a lot of fans out there, Dan, when the Cubs win two or three in a row, it's, we're going all the way. Yep. And those same fans, when the team loses three or four in a row, well, wait till next year. And you just can't live that way if you are part of what we are, which is broadcasting and covering the team pitch by pitch, day by day, season by season.
Dan Bernstein, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Chicago's original and number one sports station. And, of course, your official radio home of Cubs baseball.
Where you'll hear me, Pat Hughes.
And Ron Coomer deliver all the excitement and action of every Cubs game.
Base hit, Cubs win. Base hit into right center field. Back toward the wall, near the fence. It's got a chance. Cubs win. It landed in the basket. What a finish.
Listen to every Cubs game on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Chicago's official radio home of the Cubs.
A radio.com sports station.
Yeah, we're all busy with important things to do. But don't forget, it's also important to laugh. Laughing keeps you sane. So for your sanity's sake, check out Comedy Now on radio.com.
After college, I moved into my own apartment. It's near where my parents live. It's across the hallway.
Comedy Now plays nonstop stand-up comedy from the best comedians in America.
I'll tell you what place I like on the plane is that little bathroom. It's like your own little apartment on the plane.
Listen to Comedy Now anytime on radio.com, on your desktop, smart speakers, or the free radio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mullion Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Do you belong in the Hall of Fame, Sammy? And why? Do you have a conclusion as to the reason you're not in?
The numbers don't lie. You know, I play every day. I put a lot of time into my career. I did everything that I had to do. Of course, I belong to the Hall of Fame. When I'm talking about myself, I never test passed it. You know what I mean? It's a question that I see what happened. You know, I haven't test passed it. So pretty much, basic to that, my case is not, it's not too hard to deal with. Look, my number's there. So I just, looking for, like, for example, they welcome back Mark McGuire in St. Louis. They welcome back Barry Bonds in San Francisco. So I don't know why I got to go through to come back to Chicago. So, whatever situation is, you know, let's see what happens. I mean, time will heal everything, and I hope, you know, I have the same treatment that they treat the rest of the players.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Kyle Hendricks, you'll hear what the opposing dugout is saying more. They might hear what you guys are saying more. Like, how do you think it's going to actually have an impact on the quality of play on the field, if at all?
Yeah, I think it's just going to be different. I think the quality.